Now, this ain't no pig Latin. We're testing your knowledge of English in today's GeoQuiz. Not your standard Queen's English. We're zeroing in on the dialect spoken in a certain part of Lancashire, England. It's a town in the Greater Manchester area where you might hear something like this.
Is that bow-legged rib ross? He couldn't catch a pig in a ginnel.
That's how they speak in the town we're looking for, if you call that speaking. The town's only about 30 miles from Manchester, yet its local dialect can be incomprehensible to the folks in Manchester. That prompted the manager at an IT company there to develop an iPhone translation app. Other than its dialect, the former coal mining town we want you to name is famous for its rugby league, a Heinz baked beans factory, and a Hollywood celebrity who spent his early childhood there, Sir Ian McKellen. So, which town in Lancashire are we talking about? We'll reveal the answer and hear more of that unique dialect after the break. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we were looking for a town within Greater Manchester in England. It's known for its rugby league. It's also known for its dialect, which can be pretty hard to understand if you're not from the area. The answer is Wigan. Martin Bradley hails from Wigan. He's been the digital marketing manager of Athernet Web Solutions in Manchester since June. And Martin, you've just created an iPhone app to translate the Wiganese dialect into plain English. You got the idea apparently just after you began working at your new job. Tell us what happened, please, and in plain English.
That's correct, Marco, yes. A number of occasions it became apparent that when I said some of these words from my hometown, the guys in Manchester didn't understand what I was talking about, and I mean, they didn't have a clue. Apart from one guy in the office who comes from a town just 20 miles away from here, he did understand some of the words I was saying, and he started to translate it. So that's what gave us the idea of building an application for that.
Give me an example or two of words in English that are pronounced completely differently in Wigan.
Okay, so, for example, I may say, something about. Now, something about actually means, are you drinking nothing? So if I was asking if you wanted a drink, I would say, something about.
Yeah, I can see how it'd be confusing. But Wigan is only like 30 miles away from Manchester. No one had a clue what you were saying?
That's correct, yes. And it gets worse than that because the dialect changes so much. Not only from county to county in the UK, but from town to town, that only 12 miles from where I live in Bolton, they pronounce words differently.
How is that possible? I mean, I'm not asking you as a linguist, but I mean, do you have any clues?
Well, I don't think anybody actually knows for sure, but I think that when Wigan was first set up back in Roman days, the main industries here were the textiles, and we brought people over from all over the world to help us to get those industries working. And so I think that we've picked up different words and different languages from different countries. Unfortunately, it's a dying dialect now. The way my father speaks is completely different than the way I speak, but my children have lost my accent even more.
So you have a website, iWiganese.com, where people can go to listen to audio clips of spoken Wiganese. Your iPhone app has already been downloaded 1,500 times in 2 weeks, so perhaps thanks to you, Wiganese isn't even a dying language right now.
Well, we hope so, and we checked the statistics today with iTunes, and it was just short of 3,800 times. It was downloaded all over the world. We have people in Kenya, New Zealand, Spain, the States, all over the place.
How would you say, have a nice weekend?
Have a belting weekend.
Have a belting weekend.
That's right.
And can you just say one more thing for us?
Yeah, how about, is that bow-legged rib ross, he couldn't catch a pig in a ginnel.
Which means?
Which means it's a reference to somebody who has a lot of money. So we're saying, is that much money in his pockets that his legs are bowed?
Martin Bradley of Athernet Web Solutions in Wigan, Lancashire, England. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michael.